From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Monday, October 20th. No King's Day demonstrations were held across the country on Saturday. NSPR's Ken Duvall reports that Chico residents joined in protesting the actions of President Donald Trump with a rally and march downtown.
The plaza in front of the city office complex was choked with people well before the official 10 o'clock start time. Over 3,000 people, according to an unofficial count from event organizers. Many carried signs, others shouldered American flags, and the mood was uniformly upbeat, even boisterous. Leanne Jenswolt is with the local activist group ReSisters. She said it's time for Americans to wake up and confront what she sees as a dangerous threat to democracy.
We are seeing America rise up. America was pretty sleepy for several months now, but the energy around this particular protest is the highest I've ever seen. And not just here, but globally. I mean, it's just on fire. It's so fantastic to be a part of this.
Longtime Chico resident Betty Darrington encapsulated the day's theme.
I am here because I do not believe what is going on in this country right now, being taken over by somebody who wants to be a dictator. That's not what we are in this country. So I am here because we do not need a king. This is America.
There was no police presence and none was needed. Event organizers in yellow vest kept the crowd well organized and moving along. In Chico, I'm Kent Ball.
In other news, today is the last day to register online to vote in California for the November 4th special election. NSPR's Claudia Brancart has the details.
Residents have until midnight to complete online registration, which can be done on the Secretary of State's website. Voter registration status can also be checked on the same site. If you happen to miss today's online deadline, you can still register to vote in person all the way through Election Day by doing same-day voter registration. That can be done at your nearest elections office, voting assistance center, or polling place. On November 4th, Californians will be asked to vote yes or no on Proposition 50, a ballot measure to allow lawmakers to redraw the state's congressional districts. In Chico, I'm Claudia Brancart.
And the Paradise Community Center has officially reopened. The building used to be the town's senior center, but it was destroyed in the campfire almost 7 years ago. KRCR reports the rebuild cost around $4 million. The space will be available for rentals beginning early next year. It will also be a meeting location for local groups and classes. Also, PG&E will ask California regulators this week for permission to increase its rates. PG&E filed its 2027 general rate case application with the California Public Utilities Commission. The utility says the money will be used to support upgrades such as improved wildfire safety measures, expanded clean energy, and grid reliability. PG&E says typical residential customers would see their monthly bills increase by about $12, or around 5%, in 2027. Additionally, there will soon be a new shelter for homeless veterans in Reading. NSPR's Alex Stutson has the details.
A historic home that's over 100 years old has been renovated and will open next month to house up to four veterans. According to reporting by Action News Now, the project was spearheaded by the nonprofit Nation's Finest, which helps veterans secure housing, healthcare, and employment. The renovation cost around $200,000 and was done after Nation's Finest acquired the home earlier this year. Homeless veterans are a key population in need of aid. That's according to draft data from the NorCal Continuum of Care. It found that at least one out of every 20 homeless people in the North State is a veteran. It also reports that veterans are more likely to be living in the streets rather than in a shelter and are often chronically homeless. In Chico, I'm Alex Stutson.
In other news, federally funded programs in Shasta County could be impacted by the government shutdown if it continues. The county says local services that rely on federal funding may experience disruptions as soon as next month. Parts of the county's workforce could also be affected. Shasta County says it's working to identify which programs and people may be impacted. And zero-emission vehicles made up about 29% of new car sales in California during this year's third quarter. Cap Radio's Manola Sakaira has more.
Californians purchased 124,755 zero-emission vehicles in that period, marking an all-time high. Giltall directs UC Davis's Electric Vehicle Research Center. He says he expected to see the sales peak in September ahead of the federal government shuttering its electric vehicle tax credit.
That was the last month of the federal tax credit, and $7,500 is quite a lot of money, and most people were trying, and car companies were trying to get as many sales as they can. By the end of September.
Tal expects sales to remain steady throughout 2026, but he also says sales were helped this past year by the state's efforts to achieve its goal for all new passenger car sales to be zero emission by 2035. Manola Sequeira, Cap Radio News.
Also, Glock semi-automatic pistols are a popular choice for law enforcement and private gun owners, but a new law will ban their sale in California after January 1st. Critics say one of the handgun's pieces can be modified or replaced to illegally make the gun fully automatic. Current Glock owners will be able to keep their pistols, and private party transfers are still permitted. And finally, the American Red Cross California Gold Country region is looking for 10 new disaster action team members in 10 days for Butte, Glenn, Tehama, and Plumas counties. Volunteers respond to emergencies every 8 minutes and aid in natural disasters. Last year, volunteers handled 758 fires and improved safety in 616 homes. Free training is provided. Visit their website for details. And those were your headlines for Monday, October 20th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, check out our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.